Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is October the 5th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Zechariah chapters 10 to 12. The importance of Jerusalem in God's master plan. We read in Zechariah chapter 12 verses 1 to 3 like this. The burden of the word of the Lord against Israel. Thus says the Lord, who stretches out the heavens, lays the foundation of the earth and forms the spirit of man within him. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of drunkenness to all the surrounding peoples when they lay siege against Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall happen in that day that I will make Jerusalem a very heavy stone for all peoples. All who would heave it away will surely be cut in pieces, though all nations of the earth are gathered against it. The above passage describes God's judgment against the nations that attack Jerusalem. The final judgment of God will climax with the salvation of Jerusalem and the final celebration of the Feast of Tabernacles. The city of Jerusalem has an important role to play in God's master plan for this world. While during the division of the promised land to the 12 Israelite tribes, Jerusalem became part of the area of the tribe of Benjamin. It was never actually conquered by the Israelites. It was only when King David conquered it did Jerusalem begin to develop as an important political center and moreover a significant religious center. In the reign of David's son Solomon, God declared that he had chosen Jerusalem to place his name there, as we read in 2 Chronicles chapter 6 verse 6, I have chosen Jerusalem for my name to be there. One day in the future, Jerusalem will be the source of trouble to its surrounding Gentile nations who will march against it. The cup of drunkenness represents the wrath of God, which the nations that would attack Jerusalem must face. This will happen on the day of the Lord, that indicates the fullness of God's judgment of the world and the final salvation of his people. It will climax with the return of Jesus Christ to the earth to defeat his enemies, deliver Israel, and establish his kingdom. As the end approaches, Jerusalem will be at the center of the world attention. God will make Jerusalem a cup of strong wine that will cause nations to reel. Jerusalem will be a rock on which nations will injure themselves as they try to move it. As the end times approach, Jerusalem will become the focal point of the world's attacks against Israel. This city would take center stage when the curtains rises on God's end time activities. However, those who attack Israel will only defeat themselves, for God had covenanted to protect Israel based on his promise to Abraham. There is a great importance of Jerusalem in God's master plan for our world. Jerusalem will be the center for worship, the place where all peoples will come to seek and worship God. And so we are instructed to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, as it is written in Psalms 122 verse number 6 like this. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they be secure who love you.